What's the best tobacco you ever smoked, Jim?
Oh, that's easy. Kentucky Club. And here comes Vox Pop with Parks Johnson and Wally Butterworth, broadcasting from the world-famous Aquacade at the New York World Fair. Vox Pop, you know, is dedicated to the grand and glorious order of pipe smokers. It comes to you every Thursday in honor of Kentucky Club pipe tobacco, the smoother smoking, all-white burley blend, and Julep cigarettes, the new exciting cigarette that's frosted to give your throat a thrill. Tonight, our microphones are set up in a spot where all you people who like to swim and who like beautiful girls and handsome men would like to be, and that's backstage at Billy Rose's Aquacade at the New York World's Fair. Eleanor Holmes is standing here, and Buster Crabb, the two great stars of this wonderful show, and there are dozens, and I really mean dozens, of the loveliest mermaids you ever saw in your dreams or in the storybook. And let's not neglect the men, either. They all look like walking, talking examples of how to keep fit. They're really fit, and I'll bet you don't catch Parks arguing with them. How about it, Parks? Swim over here and Vox Pop the Aqua Congregation.
Yes, sir. And Roland's not kidding about all those good-looking gals, either. Now, come up here, sir. Let's get this thing started off. Here's one of those handsome men.
Oh.
Our running question tonight is worth $5 and a carton of juleps to the one nearest the correct answer. And here it is. What is the greatest depth in feet that a human being has ever been below the surface of the sea? I'll give you a little tip, all of you, that, of course, that has to do with that bathysphere, you know, and the guy that he went down in.
Yeah.
So give us a guess as to what you think.
I'd say roughly, when you smooth it out, though, it's about 100 feet.
How many?
100 feet,
huh? Put on 100 feet. Tell me your name.
Ray Twardy.
Ray Twardy. Where are you from? Your old hometown?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And what are you doing in this outfit here?
Oh, I'm a comedy diver.
Comedy diver.
That's
well,
right.
We'll get into that in a minute, but right now I'd like to know which you think is a better swimmer, a rat or a mouse? Chance for a little comedy there, Ray.
Give me a piece of cheese and I'll find out.
What would you say offhand?
I'd say a rat.
A rat. That's worth $1 to you. I didn't tell you so, but there you are. I want to start you off. A brand new one. Let me get that five in my pocket. Now, for another dollar, let's get in some dollars here. What is the longest continuous swim the fella ever pulled? Is it nearer 100 miles, 200 miles, or 300 miles? I'm talking about just swim and swim and swim.
300 miles.
You know that, or you're guessing?
I'm guessing.
Well, you're right, because 288 miles, Mr. Giles, last year. You like this?
Oh, I love this.
Now, a comedy diver. Well, you ought to know a little bit about swimming, because after all, you got to get out of there when you fall in. Flutter is something you do with your feet when you swim, isn't that right?
That's right.
Give me four other things that you do that flutter for $1.
For $1?
Uh-huh. Four other things are...
Well,
they flutter for $1.
Winged birds flutter.
That's right. That's one.
And my heart flutters.
That's two.
Butterflies. Oh, that's flutter.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm all fluttered now.
Go ahead. You're doing all right.
Flutter. Yes.
What
flutter.
Does your sweetheart do when you say something nice to her?
Hit me in the head.
Well, you don't get the dollar on that. Her eyes flutter, don't you know?
Oh, that's right. The eyes
and the
flutter.
Leaves flutter when they come
down. Oh, that's right.
Tell me, this comedy diving business out here at the Aquacade, you get plenty of laughs on that. I know I laugh at the kill at that stuff. But it really is pretty hard to do that kind of a job, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's tough.
Don't you have to be a pretty good diver? Seriously, Ray, and I don't kid.
You
have to be a good diver ahead
of
time.
You have to be an exceptionally good diver to get away from taking a beating when you're trying to be funny.
For instance, when you step out, apparently not looking at the end of the springboard and miss it and all like that, did you ever hit it on the way down?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
Been in the hospital?
Oh, no, not exactly.
Not exactly. What do you think of the boys and girls? You heard Roland Waters say that they were good-looking and a fine-looking bunch. What do you think about them?
Well, all you got to do is take a look for yourself.
I want to tell the folks listening that I've never seen
sharp.
A beautiful collection of folks in my life as I got here. Here's another dollar right quick. If you'll tell me what a swimmer and a baby have in common, what do they do in common? Come on.
Brother, you're open for something there.
Well, I'll tell you and give you the dollar to save it. I'll tell you that they crawl, don't they?
Oh.
Well, we got by that.
You're way ahead of me.
All right, now I'll give you one more dollar if you'll tell me what happens next.
What happens next?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess this is the time when I get my tin of Kentucky Club.
You bet your life. Good old Kentucky Club in the dollar, Andy. You like it, I know. It's my tobacco. I'm crazy about it. How about it, Wally? By golly, that fellow's going to be president someday, I think, Mark. Well, here comes one of the lovely girls of the Aquacade show. One of the most charming of the bunch, and I have this from Miss Eleanor Holm herself. What is your name?
Agnes Dwyer.
Where are you from?
The Bronx. Irishman from the Bronx.
An Irishman from the Bronx, huh? What do they call you here, Miss Dwyer? What's your nickname?
Swamy.
Swamy. Is that any reason to schleppy or something like that on the radio? Now, here, come on now. First of all, take your guess as to the greatest depth in feet a human being has ever been below the surface of the sea. Might be $5 if you get it right. Take a guess. Never mind that prompting out there.
That don't prompt me. I'll never guess it.
Just take a guess. Take a shot.
What was it?
How many feet below the surface of the water has a human being ever reached?
Miles?
Well, we'll say a mile. All right, put that down. You may win $5. Now for a dollar, we're speaking a lot about water and sports tonight, Aggie. What is, for $1, the most romantic bit of water in the United States?
Could say something very nasty.
It's in New York State.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, all right, I'll pay you off a dollar on that, but I want you to get the right answer. People like to go there on visits. They go on honeymoons and things like that. And it's in New York State. Now, can you guess? Most romantic body of water. Right here in New York State. Oh, it's perfectly beautiful. They all go there on honeymoon. Huh?
Niagara Falls.
Why, of course, Niagara Falls. Why didn't you say so an hour ago? Now, come here. Don't go away.
Not me.
Now, in connection with swimming, what animal's name is used as a symbol of perfection in swimming or diving? You say he swims like a what? What animal?
Well, a fish is hardly an animal, is it?
Kind of,
sort
of.
All right.
Maybe in a duck.
I'm at a duck, but it's all right. Now, what type of swimming is never used by good swimmers? And yet we all use it occasionally. We learn on that type. What style of swimming? Can you think of the name?
Huh? They're all telling me I got to say dog paddle.
Why, of course. It's doggy. Okay. Now, for $1, I want to test your memory. Who was the first woman to swim the English Channel?
Italy?
Italy is right. Gertrude Italy. There's the dollar, my young lady. You're doing pretty well. Do you like this business? Huh?
And how?
By the way, you're a dancer here, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Just what do you do? Are you in certain routines or what?
The only one I notice is the one I throw bumps in.
Are you one of the girls here in the line, huh? I see. All right. Now, in connection with water and other things, can you remember two things that Sir Thomas Lipton was very famous for?
For tea and,
Yes.
Trying to win the boat thing?
That's right, the boat thing. The America's Cup in Yachting.
Yes.
There's the dollar, my young friend. Now, speaking about great stadiums here, like the Aquacade, I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me the first great stadium the world ever saw that we know of.
The one in Rome, Coliseum?
Absolutely. Well, you're all right, my young friend. You're making money fast. Well, now, speaking about stadiums, I want you to notice in any stadium you go, the number of people who pull out this nice green pack of mid-cool jewelry. And here's a packet for you. Thank you very much, Aggie. You did pretty well, didn't you? Okay, Park.
Okay, Wally. Aggie was all right, too. But Wally, right here and there, and everywhere in these United States of America, there are young smokers saying to themselves as follows. A pipe is the grandest smoke in the world, and especially a pipe filled with Kentucky Club tobacco. Woe is me when I think of the many days when I pushed the pipe aside, thinking that all tobaccos had to be sharp and bitey. Well, tain't so anymore. Not since Kentucky Club came down the pipe. You take hot and you take cold and you compare the two, and that's the difference between the bitey blend and white, burly Kentucky Club. For a fact, as sure as you're an inch high and have a tongue in your mouth, this new blend is going to show you light smoking you never before thought possible in a pipe. With Kentucky Club tobacco, any man can smoke a pipe. It's no wonder at all. It's as natural as the sun shining that young smokers should swing to a pipe now that Kentucky Club is here. So get on the bandwagon. Smoke Kentucky Club. The burl is white, so it can't bite.
Every tin and every big humidor canister of Kentucky Club contains easy directions for getting your Willoughby Taylor pipe, made of handsome imported briar with a single-unit filter, cooler, and reamer. Remember, Vox Pop is the voice of the people. Kentucky Club is the choice of the people. All right, Park?
Yes, sir, and let that beautiful, gorgeous creature behind you come up here, Roland. Come on up here. Folks, you might have guessed already that I have Eleanor Holmes standing alongside of me. How are you, Eleanor? Now, you're talking about stars. You folks who haven't seen this young lady pull that famous backstroke of hers with such perfect rhythm, you've still got something to see. I'd like to see you do it every day, lady.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, Miss Eleanor, the first of all, your guess is to the deepest a person has ever been below the surface of the sea, in feet. Give me a guess. What would you say?
I don't know, but I know who did it. B.B.
Yeah, B.B. did it. Now, give me a guess, in feet.
I haven't any idea.
Pick some figure right out of the air. Pull it out in hundreds of feet, say, in thousands, either way you want it. Get in on this $5 business. I can't tip you. Somebody tell her. How many would you say?
450. No, they've hit the bottom.
Oh, no. The bottom is 5 or 6 or 7 miles down, you know.
Well, and they've never done that?
Well, I'll let you guess it in a minute now. You have a figure. Somebody
give her...
You're
not going to let me guess it because I don't know. I think I did very well knowing the man that did it.
Yeah, that's right. You did it, that.
I think it's worth at least $3 for guessing the man.
we'll argue about that at the end of the show. What I'd like to know right now is the weight of your bathing suit, the one I saw you in out there the other day?
Oh, I don't think that suit weighs more than half.
An ounce?
No. I was going to say half a pound, but I think that's too heavy, too.
you really don't want
to... Well, wet it should be a half a pound.
Wet it should be a half a pound. I just wanted to know. Eleanor, let's get in on a dollar or so. These brand new ones here, they're cluttered up
Wonderful.
My hands, and I want to get rid of them.
And don't forget the three for B.B.
All right, we won't forget B.B. You've heard of a guy named Leander, haven't you?
Huh? I'm afraid that's before my time.
Seriously, though, you've heard of Leander.
Yes, I have.
All right, now, dollar, if you'll tell me what body of water that young gentleman swam.
The Hellespont.
The Hellespont for a dollar is right. Now, another dollar, if you'll tell me who he went to visit when he swam that body of water.
Well, his sweetie pie lived on the other side, and he used to swim to see her. Her name is Harold.
Harold is right for another dollar. The gal knows the story. All right, now, let's see if you know what finally happened to Leander and Harold.
I know. He was going to see her, or either he was going to see her or going away. I'm not sure which.
You know, he's
going
to come in, huh?
He drowned, and she was so brokenhearted, she jumped in and she drowned too.
That's worth another dollar to you, lady. Now, you got three, honestly, you see. Now, tell me, what modern swimmer swam the Hellespont for another dollar?
Oh, that's the man that always kept repeating famous stunts.
Yeah, that's right.
Halliburton.
That's right, for a dollar. I should know better than ask you about swimming stuff and anything like that. Seriously, tell me, is there any difference in water, in swimming in water? For instance, your water out here, I know it's nice and fresh at all times and kept an even temperature.
That's right. We have an ozonating system.
Uh-huh. Is it, how warm is it?
Well, it all depends.
It's warm enough, I mean, isn't it?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, do you get chilly around here in May days and October days?
Yes, at night it gets
Not in the
chilly.
Water, but when you get out of it, is that right?
Well, it all depends. Sometimes the water has just been cleaned and freshened up. And
You can swim faster in fresh water, can't you?
No, they say not. They say you swim faster in salt water.
Well, look, how do you keep your hair so lustrous and wonderfully beautiful swimming as much as you do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just lucky. I don't have any trouble with my hair at all.
You don't?
And I don't have any secret dryers. All I do is use a towel on it.
You just natural, huh?
That's right.
Well, I guess maybe the natural things, after all, are best, aren't they? How many people would you say have seen this big aquacade here?
Well, last year 5 million people saw it, and I think the figures now are 1.5 million.
Believe me, that's a lot of people.
6.5 million so far.
That's a lot of them. And you know, have you got any idea how many people in this whole company of yours?
Well,
Anybody?
The truth?
Yeah, give me the truth. Who knows out there? 650.
On the payroll.
That's in the water, on the stage, and pulling the props and all
see,
like
I
that.
I was going to say 1,000, a little bit of that Rose training.
Where is Billy now, anyway? Nice work, nice work. I don't know but what you're entitled to that $3 you've been talking about, anyway. Well, now, here's another dollar coming. If you'll tell me now where the stroke trudgeon, where it got its name.
There was an Englishman by that name.
By golly, you know your swimming, don't you? All right, Eleanor, and thank you very much. And just as Kentucky Club Tobacco gets its name from that mild, cool, all-white Kentucky Burley, don't you know? Just like that surgeon came in there. Anyway, it's a champion tobacco. Hand that tin to Billy, will you?
All right.
You'll have no trouble with him if he smokes that.
Thank you very much. But what about my three for BB?
Yes. Here's your $3.
Okay, and here comes... Oh, my golly, can we raise this microphone about 6 feet? Because this man is certainly tall. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it is Buster Crabb, known to all of you. And co-starring here with Miss Eleanor Holmes. Buster, step up and say hello, will you?
How do you do, everybody?
My, you have a nice, handsome voice. Is that why you're in pictures so much?
Well, a little training, a little study, yes.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, for all of you kiddies listening, this is the real and original Flash Gordon of the movie. Buster, let's check up on you a little bit. I think I know pretty much what I want. You were Olympic champion in what year?
1932.
And when was Miss Holm that champion? Same year, wasn't it?
That's right, 1932.
You were
over
there together.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
That's right.
That's right. Take your guess as to the greatest depth a human being has ever been able to get beneath the surface of the sea.
I understand it now. That's in a diving bell. Is that correct?
Yes.
Three miles, I'll say.
3 miles, you say. Put that down, and Buster may win some money. Now, I want you to get 3 out of 4 of these, and it pays off immediately. With what sports are the following cups or trophies associated? Bendix.
Bendix, that's aviation.
Right, there's one. The Davis Cup.
Tennis.
The Walker Cup.
Golf.
The America's Cup.
Sailing, yachting.
I'm going to get off this right quick. You're too
Thank
good,
you.
Young man. $6. I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me what river Julius Caesar swam. He was a pretty good swimmer, too. Not as good as you, but...
I take a guess.
What is
Rubicon.
It is the Rubicon. Here's the dollar. I'll give you another dollar if you can tell me what river George Washington crossed.
Crossed, that's right.
He wasn't swimming.
Delaware.
There you are. This is bad, Parks. I'm in trouble
it's
here.
Easy.
What animal talks or makes his signals on the water?
Well, I just got prompted there.
You did? Well, I'll see if you got prompted right. I'll give you the dollar if you tell me.
Beaver.
The beaver, that's right. He wags his tail.
I'll split it with you, Joe.
You're going to get a split, huh? Can you tell me a fish that makes a noise with its mouth?
A fish?
Other than a human fish like you. Makes a noise with its mouth.
With its mouth, well... See, it wouldn't be a fish, would it?
Well, it'd be a water... No, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't pay on that anyhow.
Well, the box fish in the islands where I come from make a noise with its mouth.
They do, huh?
Yes, like a, something like a, like a seal.
Uh-huh.
Oh, something like that.
Something like that. Well, that's a wonderful
Do I get a dollar?
You do.
It's hard to check up on.
You get the dollar for the invitation. No, I know that's true, and I was thinking of croakers and so on and so forth. Now, watch out for this one. I want 2 uses for a megaphone on the water.
2 uses to make sound travel a little further. By using a megaphone against the surface of the water, a voice will travel farther.
Uh-huh.
As is borne out in Mr. Kruger's act. When he works from the water in the comedy act.
Yes.
And his voice carries as well from the water as mine does through a microphone.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the other use?
For a microphone on the water?
Yeah. Not a microphone, a megaphone.
A megaphone?
Mm-hmm.
I better let that one go.
No, take a guess.
Crew, coxswain?
Crew, of course, my boy. Now, speaking of races and all kinds of things like that, I would pay $1. Buster, if you could tell me where the word marathon originated, that 26-mile run.
That was originated in Greece, and it was a run that a man made from the city or town of Marathon to Athens to deliver a message.
Boy, are you good.
At the end of this run, the fellow dropped dead.
I don't know whether he dropped dead or not, but I know that's where it got the name.
Do I get another one?
Well, I'll tell you what. You get the dollar, and you also get this package of Mint Cool Julep cigarettes.
Yeah,
smoke them, and you'll be doing a marathon to the store every day for another pack.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Buster, and good luck to you.
Well, Wally, Let this brunette through here. We've had a blonde and brunette, and now I've got another brunette. Tell me your name, please, young lady.
My name's Virginia Richter.
Virginia Richter?
Yes.
And, Virginia, before we go any farther, how deep would you say the deepest a person has ever been below the surface of the sea?
Well, I'd say about 2,000 feet.
2,000 feet for Virginia Richter. Virginia, did you ever see a pair of attractive knees?
Oh, yes, many. Especially
is that so?
In the dressing room.
I've never seen an attractive pair of knees in my
life.
Well,
you just go backstage and go to the girls' dressing room. You'll see plenty.
No, I'd better keep out of there. I'll go out front and watch the show. For a dollar, Virginia, you've got a gallon of water, a gallon of alcohol, and a gallon of milk. See? Now then, in the order in which they're the lightest, name me the lightest, the next lightest, and the heaviest.
Well,
for a dollar.
I'd say alcohol.
Is the lightest, that's right.
Water.
That's right.
And then milk.
Milk, that's right. Here's your dollar on that. You, will you, for a dollar, name me five sports that are played in or on water?
Well, I'd say diving.
Wait a minute, get around in front of this microphone. Let the customers hear it.
All right.
Diving?
Diving, fishing, aquaplaning.
That's right.
Water polo.
That's right.
And, boating.
That's right, for another dollar. That's
right.
Good. There
well,
you
that's
are.
That's fine. I'm late this week.
What
now.
Are you going to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you now. I've been rather broke, and I could play a little poker now and then.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear you say that. I'm afraid you couldn't. Afraid you won't hang on to it. Now,
you, Bart.
Virginia?
Would you like to join our game? Right, anymore?
I'm sorry. I'll be awfully busy talking about it. It's a lot of fun, I know. Tell me, the number of people who have swum the English Channel is either 3, 13, or 23 for a dollar. Which is it?
Well, I'd say 3.
No, you're wrong there. 23 people have swum the English Channel.
More people.
Yeah, 23 of them go through the course of Italy among them. Now then, 1, 2, or 3 of them have swum it both ways, would you say, for a dollar?
Let me think now.
Either 1, 2, or 3 have gone both ways.
I'll say 2.
No, sir, you're next door to it. That's
I guess
one.
I'm no good.
Oh, yes, you are. It's a guessing problem. What's your old hometown?
My hometown is right here in New York.
Right here in New York.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a dollar if you'll give me the names of 3 cities or towns that have the word water in there. Now, that ought to be
Waterloo.
Easy. Waterloo, yes, that's right. That's in Iowa, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, New York, and a few other places.
Well, let me
go ahead.
Now.
Waterloo, water. And it's funny. Now,
Waterburg?
Waterburg, yes, go ahead. There's a Waterburg. Isn't it
Clearwater?
Clearwater, that's down in Florida, too, yeah. That's all right. And here's
like the Aquitaine.
Here's a name that the boyfriend never hesitates on. He goes into a tobacco store and he says Kentucky Club, and they give him a tin of our good old Kentucky Club. The boyfriend will love that.
I know. Oh, you owe me a dollar there.
There's your dollar. There's your dollar. Thank you very much. How about it, Wally? You ready?
All right, Park. You know, yesterday, I was talking to a man who was mad at himself. He said, Wally, I ought to kick myself. I ought to give myself a going over. Why? Because for years, I've been hacking and coughing and scaring people away from me with my cigarette balk. I like to smoke. I switch from one cigarette to another, trying to find some way to ease up my throat. I've heard you talk about juleps since I listen every Thursday. But gosh, I thought you had a flavored cigarette that was something fancy, just a novelty, and so I passed it up. Why, I ought to be kicked. Last week, a fellow offered me a julep. I've been smoking them ever since. It's a wonderful cigarette. Swell for my throat. That mint absolutely does the trick. Well, boy, I've seen it time and again. That same thing happens. I was like that myself. The mint in juleps is the one thing that cigarettes have always needed. Gives them a freshness and a cool, soothing feeling in your mouth and throat. Buy a couple of packs tonight, friends. You'll see why physicians, nurses, and dentists were among the first to swing to juleps. You'll say mint-cooled juleps have the soundest cigarette idea in existence today. Now, Parks, if I can have this gentleman step
there
right
he
up
is
here.
Right
here he comes, a coming and running. What is your name, my young friend?
Ralph Johnson.
Ralph Johnson? What do you do here, Ralph?
I'm a swimmer, Dr. Cage.
You're a swimmer. Do you have a nickname, might I say, around here?
Well, I've got a couple of nicknames around here.
What are they?
Well, I've got Stroke and...
Stroke, what's that for?
Burr, and let's see, what's another one? And On the Ball.
On the Ball Johnson.
That's right.
Well, that wasn't the one I was thinking of, because I heard Miss Holm call you Dopey. Do they call you that around here?
Well, you hear that every once in a while, too. Yes, that's right.
Well, I, you aren't related to Parks here, by chance, are you?
No, I'm afraid not.
Uh-huh. I didn't think that there was over one Dopey Johnson. Well, I'm only kidding. I'm getting my partner here. By the way, before we go ahead, Dopey, will you guess as to the greatest depth in feet a human being has ever been below the surface of the sea?
Well, offhand, I'd say 2.5 miles.
2.5 miles. That's quite a lot of feet, isn't it? 5,000 feet in a mile. Put that down. Now, how long have you been swimming?
I've been in competition since I've been about 14.
In school or what? Do you have any championships?
Yes, I hold, I believe, 2 now. Of course, there's a couple other county championships that don't mean much, but...
What are they?
New Jersey State Championship and, I believe, the National 100-yard backstroke that I gained at Villanova.
Fine.
In 39.
Near Philadelphia, my hometown. Say, by the way, that haircut there, does that go with your swimming? Is that what they call you stroke about around here?
Well, perhaps so, yes. I feel that it sort of streamlines you when you're in the water.
Boy, I mean you're streamlined the way you got her there. No kidding. That's the way they streamline them in a lot of other places I know, where they have bars and things like that, where you look out. Now, Mr. Johnson, can a skater or a runner travel 100 miles in the faster time? Fellow on ice skates or fellow running? Take a guess.
Well,
on
I'd
that.
Say that'd be just about even.
You're absolutely right. It is. I think it's cocked at about 9 4/10 seconds for the 100 yards in skating and running. Just a dollar, too. May I pay you?
Thank you.
You don't object, do you?
Not at all.
Within 1,000 years, when were the first Olympic Games held? Now, that's a pretty long leeway, that 1,000 years. You must know that.
I'd say roughly somewhere, but B.C., wouldn't it be?
Roughly, yes, but how roughly?
776, perhaps?
You've been cheating around here, boy. You're all right. Now, what fish is claimed to be the most graceful swimmer of all? What fish? Oh, he's a pretty thing, and boy, is he good eating.
They say the dolphins are very graceful in the water.
Yeah? Would you say even more so than the trout? I know a lot of fishermen wouldn't agree with you on that.
Well, I think it'd be just about the same on that.
Say, by the way, here's a dollar if you can tell me, in what two sports connected with water does President Roosevelt take great delight?
Fishing and swimming.
Why, of course. My boy, there's the dollar for you. You didn't weren't worried about that for a moment, were you? Now, you take these little horns on the buses that run around the aquacade here, you know. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da, right? $1 if you can tell me what words that represents in the song, The Sidewalks of New York.
Well, let's see. Last year they had How Dry I Am, is that it?
Da-dee-da-dee-da-da. Don't you remember?
Yeah, boys and girls together.
Okay. Now, one more thing. I'll give you one more dollar if you can tell me, here's the dollar, one little slogan we have connected with water, like you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
I don't get quite what you mean there.
Well, we'll have to skip that now. Sorry, Dopey, because we're just about to go off the air. Parks, will you tell us who won the $5 tonight?
Wally, I'll have the winner for you here in a jiffy. Meanwhile, you tell the folks about the big party we're all going to visit next week on Vox Pop, will you?
You bet. Yes, sir, and that's really going to be a gala affair. Be sure to listen next Thursday because we're going calling on a governor and his lady. We're attending in typical Vox Pop fashion a lawn party on the estate of Governor and Mrs. William Vanderbilt of Rhode Island. The party will be attended by many dignitaries and socialites of the state, and Parks and I will put the old familiar Vox Pop be on them for a full half hour. It looks like lots of fun, and in fact, the governor told me himself that if we didn't have the grandest quizzeroo we've ever seen, he'd turn the whole state of Rhode Island back to the Indians. So pull up the old rocker next to the radio on Thursday next and come with us to the lawn party on the beautiful estate of Governor and Mrs. Vanderbilt of Rhode Island. All right, Parks, who won the money?
Virginia Richter wins with 2,000 feet guess. The answer is 3,028 feet that he went down. I hope you can join us next Thursday for Governor's Party, you know. And meanwhile, pipe lovers, smoke Kentucky Club. Cigarette smokers, enjoy a mint-cool julep. Good night and happy smoking.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.